Lieutenant McGuire.
This is Anthony A. Wilson.
Yes?
I live at 1937 Huntington Road.
Yes?
I'm going to commit suicide, and I want to notify the police.
Wait a minute. What did you say? Get the number on this call, Anderson.
Right.
I'm going to commit suicide, and I want to notify the police.
Can you speak a little louder, please? The line's noisy.
I know you're stalling for time, officer, but it won't do any good. Listen.
Hello. Hello. Holy mackerel, he meant it.
What's up, Sergeant?
The fellow just called in to tell us he was going to commit suicide, and it sounded very much as if he did. I heard a shot over the wire. Did you trace the call?
The switchboard operator's working on it now. Oh, that must be the report. Hello? Yeah? Hey, what's that address again? 1937 Huntington Road, yeah? Anthony A. Wilson. Okay, thanks.
That's the same name and address the guy gave me over the phone. Quick, get a car and meet me at the side door.
Right.
Give me the radio room. Hello? Get a patrol car out to 1937 Huntington Road. Put in an ambulance follow-up to the same address. The report was a case of suicide. Here we are. That's the radio patrol just ahead. Yeah, stay here. If I need you, I'll yell.
All right.
Hey, what's going on here?
What'd you tell you?
I'm Lieutenant McGuire from Central Station.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. I didn't know you without your uniform. I'm Officer O'Brien.
What did you find on this call?
Oh, I just got here a couple of minutes ago myself, sir. Can't get anyone to answer the door.
Is it locked?
No, sir.
Well, let's go inside.
The light's on, sir.
Yeah. Hello? Hello, anybody home?
Must be somebody here, Lieutenant. There's a fire burning in the living room grate.
Hello, who lives here? Let's go upstairs.
All right. As we drove up, I thought I saw a light burning on one of the upstairs rooms on this side. What are you expecting, Lieutenant?
Well, I don't know yet. We received a call telling us that a man was going to commit suicide in this house. It may be just a gag.
That's a light under the door, Lieutenant.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Now, let's go in.
Nobody in here, either.
Hey, listen. What's that noise?
Sounds like water, sir.
Coming from the bathroom. Open the door.
What? There's someone in the shower, sir.
Hey, what's the big idea?
We're officers. Dry yourself and come out of that shower.
Officers? Well, what's wrong?
Are you in the house alone?
No. No, Mr. Wilson is downstairs in his study.
And didn't you hear us knocking?
No. No, the shower running, I suppose.
How long have you been in that shower?
Oh, about 10 minutes.
Hear anything like a shot?
Why, no. Say,
we just received a call from a Mr. Anthony Wilson telling us that he was going to commit suicide. We heard a shot over the wire.
Then he meant it.
What do you mean?
Let's get downstairs. Quick, throw me that robe. Come on.
What did you mean he meant it?
Well, I saw Mr. Wilson with his pistol earlier this evening. I asked him what he was going to do with it, and he laughed and said he was thinking of killing himself.
He did, huh?
Yeah. Well, I suppose he was joking and thought nothing more of it. Here, now this is the door. Locked.
Got a key?
No. Mr. Wilson has the only one.
Key's still in the lock inside. Any other door to this room?
No. It's the only door.
We'd better break it in. Give me a hand, O'Brien.
Right.
You'll need an axe, officer. That door is solid oak, 3 inches thick.
Any windows?
Yes. There are 2 long ones opening off the porch outside.
Good. We'll try those. Now, never mind the door, O'Brien.
Okay.
Now, Officer Anderson is out in the car. Get him, will you?
Yes, sir.
Are these the windows?
Yes.
Locked, both of them. Here, stand back.
What are you going to do?
Break the glass around the lock. There. Now, if I can reach the lock. That's it. There we are. Now, just where.
What's wrong?
Take it easy, fella. It looks like Wilson told you the truth. He is dead. Bullet wound self-inflicted?
It appears so, Lieutenant. What size gun did you find?
A .22. Camp Perry model target gun.
Where wherever is the gun lying?
Right between his legs in the chair.
Well, that's natural enough. You say the man called police headquarters and announced his intention of shooting himself, huh?
Yeah. I took the call myself. I heard the shot right after.
Well, you'll observe he's sitting in his chair at his desk, telephone still in his left hand. Bullet hole is square between the eyes and the head thrown back, possibly from the impact.
Yeah.
And the windows were locked from the inside, and the room was locked with a key turned crosswise on the inside of the door. Yes, sir, Lieutenant. I'll turn in my report as a suicide.
I wouldn't be too hasty with that report, Doctor.
Well, why not? You found the print of Wilson's forefinger on the gun trigger.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of things don't ring true. Of course, I might be wrong, but...
Well, what sounds out of line to you?
Just this. If I was going to commit suicide, I'd use a man-sized gun, a 44 or 45, not a 22.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to leave a possibility of it not killing me.
Mm-hmm.
In the second place, here's a man who stages his suicide very deliberately. He calmly calls the police station and tells us he's going to kill himself. Yet he locks the door and bars the windows, making it difficult to get to him.
I see what you mean, but... remember, Lieutenant, in practically every case of suicide, you're dealing with a deranged mind. Possibly your man didn't stop to think of the size of gun or the inconvenience he'd be causing you.
I know, it's not much to go on, but I have a feeling there's something phony here. Now take that bullet wound in the center of the man's forehead, Doc. I want you to look at it very carefully. And if you can, show me the approximate angle the bullet entered the brain. You see, I have an idea.
You want to see me, Lieutenant?
Oh, yes. Come in. I haven't had time to get a statement from you since we busted in on your shower this evening. Sit down.
Thanks.
Your name?
Graves. Harold Graves.
How are you related to Mr. Wilson?
Well, I'm not related to him. I am, or rather I have been, his private secretary.
You live here?
Yes.
Do you know any reason for Mr. Wilson killing himself?
Well, no. No good reason. He's had a lot of business worries lately, but then we all do. That's no reason for killing oneself, is it?
No, I suppose not. What were his chief worries?
A collection of rents from his various properties. They seem slow in coming in.
Just what are your duties, Mr. Gray?
Well, I handle Mr. Wilson's correspondence. Make out the bills and assist in the collections. His holdings are quite extensive.
I see. Did Mr. Wilson have an argument with anyone recently?
No, not that I know of.
Anyone else with him tonight when you went upstairs?
Oh, yes. If Mr. Stallings was with him when I left. Stallings is the manager of Mr. Wilson's largest apartment house.
Oh, how did he and Stallings get along?
Well, all right as far as I know.
Well, I guess that washes things up. You'll have to come down to headquarters tomorrow and make a written report of what's happened. Oh, sorry about your job.
Oh, that's all right. I can get another.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, I'd like to get my pipe out of Mr. Wilson's study. I wanted to get it a while ago, but the officer on the door told me you'd given orders for no one to go inside.
I did. But it'll be all right for you to get your pipe. Don't touch anything else, though.
No, I won't.
Oh, just a minute. Where can I find this Mr. Stallings? I'd like to talk to him.
I'm afraid you're a little too late for that. He resigned this evening and told Mr. Wilson he was going someplace out west for his wife's health.
Oh, I see. Well, go in and get your pipe.
Thank you.
All right, O'Brien. Let's get around there.
Right. I did like you told me, sir.
I'll open this window when I get the signal.
Right.
All right, let's go. Sorry, Gray. You're under arrest on a charge of murder.
What do you mean?
Now, you can lay off of the innocence, Gray. Give me that key.
Have you gone crazy? What key?
The key you took out of the inside of this door. I saw you substitute another just now. I knew you'd do it as soon as we gave you a chance to get into this room.
Here's the key, sir. Had it in his hand.
Take a good look at it, O'Brien. You'll see that it formerly had the shaft of another key soldered onto it. See that shiny spot on the end there?
Yeah.
That was the first thing to give Gray away. Gray turned the lock from the outside with the piece that he'd soldered to the original key. Then, adding a bit more pressure, he broke off the extra piece from the outside, leaving the key in place with the door locked.
Well, I'll be...
All right, Gray. Why did you kill him? Very well, I'll tell you. That story of him being worried about rent collections was on the level. He was worrying about them because you were stealing them.
Now, what if I was? A miserly old skinflint? They wouldn't pay a decent wage.
That doesn't justify murder, Gray. You want to sign a statement admitting that you killed him?
You'll have to prove that.
That's easy. Finding the trick key in your possession is enough by itself. However, here are a few other things against you.
All figured out, eh?
Yeah, all. You killed Wilson because he was going to have you arrested for stealing from him. You used a .22 because you were afraid the shot would be heard. Then you called headquarters and telling us that you were Wilson himself, you fired a second shot with a gun. You fired that shot into a pillow and we found the pillow in your room.
That's a lie.
Don't try to lie out of it, Gray. Besides, you made another error, a very grievous error. After you fired both shots, you put the telephone in Wilson's hand and wiped the pistol clean of your fingerprint. Then you placed Wilson's forefinger in the trigger so we'd find his print on it.
Well, what about it?
Nothing, except you shot Wilson right between the eyes. A man shooting himself between the eyes with a cap parry .22 can't pull the trigger with his forefinger. He's got to do it with his thumb. Take him down, O'Brien.
Police headquarters. Okay, Sergeant. Hello, Tim. Send the jailer to the homicide office for a prisoner. Police headquarters.